For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
NFL Draftapalooza, and we don't do draft grades. You got to wait 3 years for those. But we do like winners and losers. That's fun. So, David, hit it.
So for this one, I want to focus on just winners. Let's go through this. You let me know if you agree or not on these players' teams being winners. Let's start with the Cleveland Browns. Winners, getting an extra first-round pick for next year's draft that is expected to be better, and they also got Mason Graham at number 5. Sure, I get it. They do not have a quarterback steal, but having 2 first-round picks for next year will get them one.
David, I'm going to say winner because they realize there's no quarterback out there right now that's going to immediately turn this thing around. So why not stock up? Why not get players? Why not get guys who can help you win right now, and getting a first-round pick next year, I thought that was the cherry on top. I mean, because they walk into this tonight with 2 picks early on in the first 4 picks, they could set this thing right, especially if they just said, you know what, we're not even going to think quarterback. We're just going to get the best players available.
I'm good with it because, once again, there was only one QB that was really a lock first-rounder. So if you're the Browns, okay, I can take Travis Hunter. Or I move to 5, I reinvest in Myles Garrett, I put Mason Graham there, I get an extra day 3 pick, I get an extra first round pick. I liked what the Browns did, and I know a lot of people get upset if you compliment bad teams, but it can't all be bad all the time. If there was a good quarterback there, you take him. Guess what? If Shadur went number 9 overall, the Browns would have looked stupid. 32 teams said we don't want Shadur.
Mike, the beauty of it was is they just went out there and they didn't really care. They didn't succumb to the pressure. Yeah. Well, we got to take Shadur. How about we just do what's best for Cleveland? And they did.
Well, speaking of doing what's best for you and investing in your own, Drake May, he was sacked 34 times in just 12 starts last year. And so the Patriots decided to invest in him and draft Will Campbell at number 4.
I'll get made fun of here. I don't care. I found his emotion on stage extremely, extremely endearing. Like, it makes you feel the human being behind the athlete of, like, their whole life was to get to this point. The kid was doubted. He was told by LSU, you have little kids' arms. Like, his emotion, instead of the flash and the hubris and the BS that you're so, you know, beaten over the head with, I liked what I saw from Will Campbell.
You know what? I'm looking at my phone because I'm about to hit you with the who this. Who are you? Who are you? I didn't expect to hear that answer from you.
I really liked it.
When he looked and was like, basically, hey, telling Drake May, I'd die for you. Nothing's going to happen to you. If I'm Drake May, I'm like, hell yeah. This is my guy. I mean, probably never met him that close, but he's just like, man, from here on out, I got your back. Yeah, that was something because it wasn't contrived. It wasn't planned. You could tell his agent didn't say, go out there and say this. That was from the heart because I thought it was over when he just broke down and started crying. They were like, well, thank you. Wait, I'm not done. And then he looks in there and says, I got your back.
Next on the list would be the Colts GM, Chris Ballard. Yes, there are question marks at the quarterback spot. They brought in competition for Anthony Richardson. But what helps a quarterback? A tight end. They took Tyler Warren in the draft. I think he, the GM, is a winner.
I was really stunned when the Bears passed on Tyler Warren for Colston Loveland and Warren got to the Colts. So, you know, another thing I was right about is the Jets weren't taking Tyler Warren, but I'm not going to go there. That would be self-aggrandizing.
Not go there.
No, I just, my problem with the Colts, Rico, first of all, okay, you bring in Lou Anarumo, so maybe the defense will get a little bit better. Offensively, I don't think a tight end is going to help Daniel Jones. I don't know if God could help Daniel Jones. Anthony Richardson has to get serious about football. The Tyler Warren thing, I'm fine with it, but like, am I wrong that I just don't view him as this savior?
See, no, I think he's going to be good for Anthony Richardson. I guess I totally forgot that Daniel Jones was there, and I don't think that
that's
Daniel
his
Jones
competition.
Is that okay? That's, they set the bar real low for him. Like, if you can't beat this guy out, we're drafting a quarterback next year. Plain and simple. But yeah, Tyler Warren can do a lot of things, and I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, okay, man. You know, Ben Johnson's going to have a great toy. And I'm like, Colston Loveland? I would have taken Tyler Warren just because he's so versatile. Whether you send him out in routes, he can pass block. He can turn into a wildcat quarterback if you need. Like, I thought the Colts got extremely lucky, and this was just that pick that fell right in their lap. And they said, thank you to the rest of the league. We'll take it.
Next winner on my list would be Baker Mayfield, because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took Emeka Abuka, was just another talent to put around Baker Mayfield with aging wide receivers around him. Now he has a young wide receiver around him. Yes, he has another offensive coordinator, but who cares? Well, you got talent around you. Just go out there and throw the ball.
I hated it. Yeah, I thought they were a loser. First of all, they can't stop the run. You can't keep leaning on Vita Vea. You have no pass rush. Todd Bowles' defense requires it. You already have Mike Evans, aging, yes. You already have Chris Godwin coming off an injury. You drafted Jaden McMillan. You have tight ends that matter. You have Bucky Irving. Do I really need to add a fourth wide receiver in first-round draft capital, or do I get better up front? David, maybe they had a top 10 grade on this guy. Maybe Godwin is Lieutenant Dan. You got new legs. Maybe he won't be ready this season. I don't know.
Now, Mike, I think what you're thinking is, that's kind of old school football, but right now it's all about scoring points. And you got to be the team that just goes out there with so many weapons and scores, kind of like what the Lions did. So even if your defense is okay, you just you scored 38 to 40 points on a team and you won the game. David, I like the pick, you know, bringing in that extra guy, a more of a possession type receiver for him. I'm good with it.
Next on my list would be the Green Bay Packers, in a division where every team scores lots of points. You drafted for the first time in 23 years a wide receiver in the first round, Matthew Golden, and now you have Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, and Matthew Golden all under 26 years old for Jordan Love.
Well, Christian Watson probably going to get hurt.
Convinced not a real person.
He's a real person. He just...
You got the fastest player in the draft. It's your version of Xavier Worthy or your version of Tyreek Hill or J-Mo. Look, they needed a number one. They didn't get DK Metcalf. They weren't able to secure a T. Higgins. I don't hate it.
No.
It's fine.
I didn't first time since 2002 they took in a wide receiver in the first round.
Which is wild to think about. But no, I'm good with it, honestly. Now, you haven't said one team that I thought was a big winner and was in this division. I loved what Minnesota did.
Do you?
Yeah, I okay. do. All offseason, David, you know what they've upgraded? That offensive line.
They have.
And there's no better weapon for a young QB. And JJ, again, turn around, hand the ball off. That offensive line is going to be a much better unit this season. And if they get any quarterback play, don't be shocked they win 11, 12 games again.
You could almost say that every team in this division is a winner in the draft. They had really good draft. The Bears did.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to look great in that offense.
You stop it right now. David, go ahead.
And then I'll close it out with this one. I don't know if you agree with me, Michael, but I will say Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are winners. Grabbing the best player in the draft and then getting your guy, Jackson Dart, late in the first round.
Yeah, again, last night on the the Twitch thing. Cookies got all butthurt about this Jackson Dart stuff. And I'm like, Jim, I'm not saying I love the kid, but like, if the Giants don't get a quarterback, they get bitched at. If they do get a quarterback, they get bitched at. Here's the reality. Oh, why didn't they take Shadur? Brian Daboll has been very open. He wants a mobile quarterback. Do you know who's not mobile? Shadur Sanders. It wasn't what they were looking for. Do I think Jackson Dart's ready to play this year? Absolutely not. I do not.
But you know what? You have two quarterbacks that are there.
Yes.
That you can essentially redshirt him this year. And here's the beauty of it. If you do, I don't think that Mr. Dart is going to be yelling at the Giants saying, why aren't you playing my son? My son is great.
And again, they got the best player in the draft. They got Abdul Carter. Is it going to help us? No. We could have drafted Jesus last night. We struggled to win seven games. But there was a good night for a bad franchise. Yes.
See, I'm feeling like David is going to slander my team a little bit later on. I don't know why.
We have time. Don't worry.
Those are your winners.
Oh, those are all the winners.
NFL draft.
Okay.
97-1.